And over on the right side, Yossi feeds the right circle in the slot. Poked free. Ducks try to get it out. And a backhand shot goes wide of the net. McTavish would have had the hat trick. But it's poured in on the rebound by Jackson Lacombe.
Jackson Lacombe casually streaks towards that loose puck. And just waiting to see if they're going to call that a goal or not. It seemed as simultaneous him put that one home and the final buzzer. And here's the call.
There's no goal on the play. The time expired on the ice.
So Jackson Lacombe does not get the goal, but he played right to the end. He played to the horn and then some, and that's okay. But the Ducks win this one by a 5-2 score. That's two games in a row now. McTavish had a chance at an empty netter for a hat trick.
It's unbelievable. The way he's played over the last 120 minutes, it's just been spectacular. It's what this Anaheim Ducks team needs in order to be successful. The Anaheim Ducks won. It's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents can get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. McDonald's app download and registration required at participating McDonald's. Wow, what a fun night.
That was a fun night, fun game. And the Ducks now, over the last two games, have scored 10 goals. This is a team that has averaged 2.42 goals per game on average. That's 32nd in the National Hockey League. How many teams?
Well, 32 teams.
That's right. So the last two games, they haven't played like a team that's 32nd in goal scoring. Again, 10 goals over the last two games. They hope to keep this up as they finished up this three-game homestand. Now they'll head out on the road. Two-game road trip going to Seattle. They'll play the Kraken on Tuesday night in Seattle. And then Thursday of next week, they'll be in Calgary to take on the Flames. But they've got their 20th win of the year to go to 23-6, 11-12-2 at home. And the Ducks now with 46 points overall.
Yep. Tim, as I make my way over to joining AD in the other side of this press box, I just want to congratulate you on a job well done tonight. It was great having you as my partner in crime. And, well, we're, of course, wishing Steve all the best in his recovery.
Yep, Steve Carroll under the weather. And I'll join you on the road trip. And we will talk some more, but had to bang the rust off tonight. Been a while.
Oh, yeah, no.
Be kind, please.
Oh, yeah, no, it was a great call. And look, it's just more fun when the Anaheim Ducks win.
And they won tonight by a final score of 5-2. For Armisen Needham, I'm Tim Neverett. Stand by. The post-game show comes your way next.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. arrowhead.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Lace up those sneakers and stretch out those hammies. The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water is back on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park in Irvine. Each participant will receive a race day shirt, finisher's medal, and a free ticket to a Ducks home game at Honda Center. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downing, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks hockey.
Your Anaheim Ducks are victorious on home ice here at Honda Center tonight, 5-2, the final over the Nashville Predators. Welcome into the postgame show. I'm your host, Alexis Downey. We'll be joined by Emerson Edom in just a few seconds. He had to step away, but he will be back soon to bring you all this post-game coverage. What an exciting win for the Ducks to close it out tonight. Five goals in their win on Thursday as well. So 10 goals in their last two games and only 3 goals against. It was really a team effort here tonight. Great forechecking from the group. A lot of chances at the net. 35 shots on goal for your Anaheim Ducks. 42 for the Nashville Predators. And Emmer is joining us now on the postgame show as we get things started. Emmer, the vibes right now are high.
Oh, so high. And look, the Anaheim Ducks, they wanted it more. They mm-hmm. were dictating a lot of the plays. It's just impressive. It's impressive to see the confidence that they've been able to pick up over the last 120 minutes of play here between the past two games. And it just seems like on entries, they were a lot more clear, crisp. They had the middle driver going back in their D up in order to make plays up top. And more set plays, more pop-out plays, just overall. Even in the approach and trying to capitalize on that empty net, there was time and space being utilized, patience with the puck, and just seems a lot more clear, right? Mm-hmm. The task at hand and what they're trying to accomplish out there, and that just is a testament to the players pushing that tough road trip behind them and just gathering some great play as of late.
I like the word confidence. That's really what we saw from this team here tonight. We saw that on Thursday. Glad to see that carry over into this one. Let's get into the highlights from the beginning of the game, the first period. We had Tim Neverett on the call alongside Emerson for this one, so you'll get to hear his calls of each of these goals now, starting with the first goal of the game. Pavel Mintikov ended up getting the credit for this one. Jansen Harkins was at the net front whacking at this puck, but Minty would get the credit.
Ducks going after it in deep as Brent Leeson on the right side corner behind the net. Shovels it to the left wing. Now moving in, a shot. Save is made. Rebound loose. It's on the doorstep and smothered by Yusei Saros. Did it go in? Yes! That's a goal! That's a goal. Kyle Raymond, the referee, came over and he pointed at the goal. And the Ducks with a 1-0 lead as Jansen Harkins was in there as well as Pavel Mintikov. It looks like Mintikov might get the goal.
4:15 into the game, and the Ducks are able to get on the board first. That was key.
Yeah, and look, it was just a wide-angle shot to the net, right, from the perimeter. Pavel Mentikov throws it there. You have Jansen Harkins, who ends up getting the second assist on that play, just whacking at it there on the near side. And it's like Jansen Harkins all areas of the night, or all areas of the ice all night long, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the type of intensity that all Ducks skaters brought. And it was just so good to see on that play in particular.
1-0 early in the game. The Predators tied it up with a goal of their own. But Mason McTavish, he has been so good these last two games. And really, in particular, the last month, we've seen his game start to change a bit, go into the McTavish that the team needs, that reliable goal scoring, getting to the net. Well, on this play, just 5 seconds left in the first, he was able to get the next one.
Now it's off into the circle. Shot by Zegras. Save is made by Soros. Now in front, Predators defensively move it up. Roman Josi lost it at center. Now a chance and a goal. Oh, what a setup. Killorn setting up Zegras. Oh, what a play. 2-1 Ducks. What a pass. You want to talk about tape to tape. Man. And McTavish on the receiving end of it as he just crawled his way down the slot right in front, was able to get the stick blade on it and knock it home. So McTavish, who comes off a multi-goal game against Pittsburgh, now has his 10th goal of the season.
Mason McTavish going to the net. What a goal. That was beautiful pass. Perfect from Alex Killorn.
Yeah, it really was. Just right under the triangle of the pressure player for the Nashville Predators, and backdoor hard pass. Those are tough to collect right there, right? Mm-hmm. The pass is coming from far and some serious velocity behind it. So just a job well done. Pretty entry. It goes far side, near side, back to far side, and the backdoor doorstep for Mason McTavish. And once again, look at his game. Two goals and only 15:22, so he gets less ice time than last game, but same impact. Two goals on four shots, that's 50%. It's just spectacular. He continues to get it done. This Ducks team is going to win more games when he's playing the way he is.
Five goals in his last three games. Three-game goal streak. You love to see that for Mac T. 2-1 after the first. The Ducks outshot the Predators in the first period, 15-10. We moved into the second. Lukasz Dostal came into the net. John Gibson was out the remainder of the game with an upper body injury. Emerson, did you happen to catch that? Because I did not.
I didn't. And if you know what, we were unaware even at the start that for at least the first shift or two, that Lukasz Dostal was indeed in net at that point. So very interesting. I did not catch that. And let's hope John Gibson's okay.
Hope all the best to Gibby. Get some rest, get ready to go, and hopefully be on the road trip here coming up in a few days. We got it going, though, in the second. Ryan O'Reilly would get the next goal, giving the Predators a tie game, 2-2. But after that, it was all Anaheim. Jansen Harkins, the next goal scorer at the net front, getting a rebound, giving the Ducks their lead back.
Now out to the point it goes, taken by Gudas. He goes rink wide. Shot taken by Lacombe. It's wide. Now on the left side corner, Leeson. And the shot taken, rebound, score, the backhand, Harkins there, and the Ducks take the lead, it's 3-2.
A great shot from up top, and the rebound comes, Jansen Harkins is right there to slam it home, and he puts that home with authority. He's having himself quite the night so far, number 38, and right there on the near side, UC Soros, just a tad too late. The good guys now with the one goal lead.
So Jansen Harkins not able to get that first goal, but able to get that next one, a multi-point night for him. Yesterday was a fun day for him at Disney. I remember him telling me that he's kind of a Disney adult, so huge day for him there. He follows it up with a multi-point night here tonight.
That's the first time I've heard that terminology, a Disney adult.
That's what he called it.
Okay.
And
well,
I have heard it before, but yeah, huge Disney fan. rode all the rides, was so stoked to be there. And, yeah, Jansen Harkins, the goal scorer tonight.
Well, I have some advice for Jansen Harkins, and that's go to Disneyland a whole lot more often, because he had himself a night. And, yeah, he was provided that backup game. He was continuing to move his feet on the penalty kill. He's such a big piece of the puzzle of this Ducks penalty kill, which was spectacular all game long, despite multiple attempts on the Nashville power play. Just job well done for the Ducks penalty kill. But Jansen Harkins, it's so important to have that depth scoring on nights like tonight, where you got a hungry Nashville Predators team coming into this one on a five-game win streak. They've been playing so much better, 7-3 in their last 10, as I mentioned earlier. Look, they were firing on all cylinders heading into tonight, but guys like Jansen Harkins, we've talked about it, Mac T with yet another spectacular performance. It's just so many different guys are getting it done for the Ducks.
Talking about different guys, next goal scorer, Trevor Zegras. The puck just bounced right to him. He was ready for it, 11:48 into the second.
Now back to the point it goes. Shot taken, and it's deflected. Hellison had the rocket from the right point. Dumoulin goes back to Hellison. Wrist shot, save made, rebound. Zegras scores! Oh, a shot! Trevor Zegras with his fifth goal of the year, and the Ducks now with a two-goal lead. It's 4-2.
Trevor Zegras scoops that puck up like butter. He waits a split second, and then he goes upper short side. A tremendous move, a tremendous goal, and what a celebration on top of it.
We were barely getting past the Harkins goal when Z was able to put that one home. Honda Center was so loud. It was so fun.
I mean, you just said it. The ability for the Anaheim Ducks to play great hockey with the lead, right? They just kept pressing. It's not like they got these leads and they sat back. Of course, the Nashville Predators tying it up at two. But, I mean, other than that, it was a great play with the lead for the Anaheim Ducks. And that's key, right? We talked about some of those shaky starts early on in the season, but second period coming out great, third period coming out great, and that's exactly what this team needs to do in order to come out with the win.
They were able to get free chicken in just the second period. Huge for all the fans in attendance, the players too. They can get their chicken tomorrow, and it's all thanks to Mason McTavish, his second goal of the game, 14:20 into the second.
Now it's Lacombe, left wing, top of the circle. There's a one-time shot. Oh, McTavish put a rocket on net from the dot on the right circle. Now cross ice feed, he scores! McTavish has his second goal of the game. It is 5-2 Anaheim. For McTavish, goal number 11. It's his eighth career multi-goal game.
Mason McTavish on his back leg, roots it from the far side. It went clink, clank, and in the back of the net. What a big-time goal on the JMG power play. How about that patience on the near side? The stick handling from Troy Terry, and a nice 30-foot pass back door right in the wheelhouse of Mason McTavish. What a goal.
And a power play goal down on one knee. Nothing prettier.
Just silky, right?
Yeah.
Very silky there, and on the power play, as we just heard, and it just... when the power play is going, and even besides that goal, I thought the power play, they're seeming more confident, and that's really been sprung by great confidence 5-on-5, right? It just, it's all meshing together, and when the top guys for the Ducks are getting it done 5-on-5, it leads to easier plays on the power play.
Six shots on goal for the Ducks power play tonight. All around, a strong night. Emerson, you know the drill. It's a win. What does that mean?
I do know the drill, AD, and it means the Anaheim Ducks won. It's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. Thanks, boys. Huh?
Yeah.
Once again, just
McDonald's chicken.
Back to back.
Yeah.
You got last game, big win. Same thing. Five goals scored here. So not only we get the Chick-fil-A, but we get the McDonald's. SoCal residents can get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. McDonald's app download and registration required, of course, as we all know, at participating McDonald's.
I already got my chicken. I already redeemed it in the app. I have to do the McDonald's now. So We are ready to go. Ducks win.
It's great leadership up here in the booth, AD. So I'm going to follow along and do just that as well.
All right. And you can do that during this commercial break. We'll be back in just a few moments with the text line.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Your next favorite thing about the Disneyland Resort is waiting to be discovered. Sure, you might have been on It's a Small World. Who doesn't love that? But have you found your inner hero at Avengers Campus? Avengers Assemble! Or have you dropped on in to check out Tiana's Bayou Adventure? Discover your next favorite thing about the Disneyland Resort. Park tickets and reservations required. Visit Disneyland.com for details.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Four nations face off for the world to see. This February, international best-on-best hockey is back as NHL stars compete for their country to see which hockey nation will reign.
Star power in abundance.
Canada, Finland, Sweden, USA. Teammates turned rivals and rivals turned teammates. For country, for glory, four nations.
We are set for puck drop.
The Four Nations Face-Off begins February 12th on ABC, ESPN, and TNT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies and all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Join the Wild Wings Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health. Sign up today at AnaheimDucks.com/Kids Club to get your cool kit along with your special party invitation.
We're back with the post-game show, a game in which the Ducks snapped the Predators' five-game win streak. The Ducks two wins in a row now to close out this quick three-game homestand. And before we get to the text line, we're going to take a listen to Jansen Harkins, who just spoke down in the locker room to the media.
You need one?
Yeah. Since for you tonight, I felt like you guys got a lot of ice time that line. You know, what did you guys do well to kind of get more of that playing time tonight?
I think just started on time. I think from the first shift we were just playing forward and simple, kind of our game, just using our speed and being hard on the puck and getting pucks back on the forecheck. So I was just trying to keep that going as long as we could during the game, and you know, worked out and earned some trust from the coach there, and yeah, just kind of built some momentum.
You guys had a big win last game, and then to get the 5-0 goals tonight, what did you feel like you guys did well in the game before to bring it to tonight?
I think both games honestly we look pretty similar, and like I said, it's kind of dull, but I think just playing, you know, straight ahead, simple. We all know where we're going to be, and that's just how we play fast. You know, if you know where the puck's going to go and you can rely on each other, that's just how you speed up. And I think we're just playing with lots of speed right now, and I think it's hard because we got a lot of guys that can skate and good puck-moving defensemen and fast forward. So it's a good recipe.
What do you think you guys are doing well before you said you and Brad set up that first goal off the forecheck? Seemed like you were, like you said, really on top of them in the beginning of the game. But, throughout, what do you think was clicking for you guys
Like I said, I think just being on the same page, I think all three of us kind of knew where the puck was going, and that's kind of how you can anticipate and not read. So it makes a big difference, just one or two steps. So I think that's kind of where it comes from.
Another game with scoring balance, three different lines, the last two, just being part of that and what this team can do when it does have that kind of even distribution, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's huge. I mean, teams are so good. They play so hard, especially on our top guys. We can't rely on them every night to carry the load. So, you know, we got to be there to chip in. And, you know, if that's just creating momentum or power plays, and obviously scoring is what we're trying to do, and it's a big bonus. So, yeah, just fun night for us.
When this team does get guys like Mac and Z scoring, what kind of juice does that send up and down the lineup to see the top guys starting to contribute?
That's huge. I think, you know, successful teams, their best players are their best players night in, night out. And I think the last two games has kind of showed that Mac's been unreal. And and Troy and all those three other lines, I think, have been playing really good hockey. And, I mean, even that, you know, Troy and Stromer and Frankie, if they're not scoring, they're carrying the puck. They're creating momentum. They're so good with each other. And it's good. You know, you're on the bench. You watch guys make plays and do stuff like that. It gives you, you know, some secondhand confidence and to go out there and just play. So, yeah, you love to see kind of guys producing and stepping up.
Thank you.
Great energy there from Jansen Harkins talking about this Ducks win tonight, how it's important to have those top guys scoring, playing their best. Also talking about his line a little bit and how looking at that last game against Pittsburgh, similar to the way the Ducks came out in this game tonight against Nashville.
And AD, you pointed to me as we were listening to Jansen Harkins, him alluding to the simple fact that this Ducks team, the best players are playing their best. And look, I've been saying that for quite some time. It just, during some of the rough times for the Anaheim Ducks, when the opposition were really taking over, the other team's best players, the superstars on the other side, were always putting their team on their back and just getting it done. Well, now, last two games, this Ducks team, I mean, talk about Mason McTavish, even Pavel Mentikov just hopping mm-hmm. in. I thought having a stellar game tonight for him. So just plain and simple, back-to-back games, more guys making a positive impact for this Ducks team, including a man we just heard from, Jansen Harkins.
Two-point night for Jansen Harkins, two-point night, Mason McTavish, Brett Leason, and Trevor Zegras. So great stuff from all of the guys that were able to contribute in this game tonight. I'm laughing because someone's yelling about free chicken behind us.
Well, everyone's excited. I'm excited, and so it's no shocker that people are downloading their apps if they don't have it yet and getting all chickened out for the 5-goal performance for the Ducks.
Oh, what a night it's been at Honda Center. Great win for this team. And let's get over to the text line now to hear your thoughts on this one. Vic in San Diego, who was at the game tonight. Glad to have you at the game, Vic. I love mac and cheese. Maybe I should try it with ketchup. Keep tapping the bottle, boys. Hope Gibby's okay too. I love that. Mac and cheese. It's perfect. I think it's a new nickname for him, but perfectly fitting for him right now.
And for those of you that don't know, I always put ketchup on mac and cheese.
Do you?
I do. And here's the thing. Now that we got Chick-fil-A, the free chicken sandwiches, of course, yet again, back-to-back games with 5 goals, it's a perfect opportunity to get your free chicken sandwich, right? You get the side of mac and cheese, pour a little Chick-fil-A ketchup on it, and boom, away we go.
We're making meals out of. Oh, what do you have to say?
Well, unless are you going to take the ketchup bottle to Chick-fil-A and pour it out there?
It has to be the Heinz glass ketchup.
Yes,
bottles.
That's true. So bring the Heinz ketchup bottle to your participating Chick-fil-A, and boom, there you have it.
Oh my goodness! I have to say, I was never a ketchup on the mac and cheese person, but you know, one of my favorite childhood meals was mac and cheese. Hot dog with the ketchup. So they were on the same plate. Close enough.
To each their own.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Another text here. Mark from Anaheim Hills. Love the way Mac T has been playing. He's got a nastiness to his game that's infectious. The team is playing with a lot of confidence right now. I can't wait till this team can really put it all together. Still very young. Yes, and talking about that, Cutter Gauthier just turned 21. We have so many players that are still under, you know, even 23. What is it? Six of them that are under 23. It's hard to believe how young this team is. Leo Carlson is just the youngest of them all, you know. So it's a good reminder sometimes, but, man, is it so exciting when you have a win like this. You have all these different contributions down the lineup, and you have a guy like McTavish playing the way he has tonight.
Yeah, and look at Trevor Zegras. I mean, he has just exploded since being back from injury. Of course, the first game back is taking his time to settle in, but look, it didn't take long because he has just pop off. He was great last game, even better here tonight. 2 points for him, the man we recently heard from in that interview, Jansen Harkins. Of course, he had the one goal, one assist performance, plus two. Mason McTavish, you just said it. And Brett Leeson with two apples, plus two, 13.06 of total on ice. He also had a hit, had a block shot, but and on the forecheck, right? I just, when you have your fourth line, two guys on that line get multiple point games, that's got to help.
Certainly helps. We have another text here that just rolled in, actually. Fizz texted us to follow up. Sriracha on your mac and cheese. Try it. Have you had that?
I'm going to do it. I'm always open for suggestions. Yeah. I always am. I'm really jaded. I like what I like, but I am always open to suggestions. But you're going to hear from me. If it doesn't work out, you're going to hear from me. Okay. That's all I have to add to that. But I'm going to try the sriracha with the mac and cheese.
We're going to have to check in with McTavish, too, to see how he feels about this new nickname that's going around. But the rest of Fizz's message here, Zegras being in and fluid makes the whole team more dangerous on offense. Opponents hesitate and get clumsy along all their lines. We're such a better team with Z in and Mac T converting at will, and Troy Terry finally looking comfortable. It's all connected. Also helps that we're finally bodying up regularly.
Yeah, it seems as if this Ducks team, they have the puck on their stick more, at least the last two games, and they're frustrating the other teams, right? They frustrated Pittsburgh. They were gapping up, though the Pittsburgh Penguins at times would connect on their passes, and for the most part, they were on the perimeter, and if the pass did connect, the Anaheim Ducks were right there, stick on puck, gapping up, frustrating them, and then coming back this next night here and just making it really difficult on this Nashville Predators team. And you got to think that with 7-3-0 in their last 10, five-game win streak heading into tonight, that as good as they were feeling heading into tonight, I think that adds to the frustration, right? Mm-hmm. Everything's been flowing for them. It wasn't tonight. Anaheim Ducks, they were first to a lot of loose pucks, and they just flat out wanted it more.
43 shots on goal, the final four Nashville in this game. Lukáš Dostál, 32 for 33, and John Gibson before him in the first period, 9 for 10 on that end. So great goaltending from the Anaheim Ducks. We're going to take a quick break so we can close out the post-game show when we return. But before we go to break, Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. Make it count. We'll be right back.
The hottest tracks from today's Latin artists make for a soundtrack that boosts your mood and gets you moving. And TuneIn, the all-in-one audio app, brings you a curated selection as part of our exclusive Latin hit station. Hear the best from J Balvin, Ozuna, Becky G, Shakira, and so many more every single day. Plus, you can go commercial-free with TuneIn Premium. So heat up your soundtrack now with Latin hits only on TuneIn.
Global news happens fast. Stay plugged into your world with TuneIn, the best app for all things audio. TuneIn brings you top news sources like CNN, Fox News Radio, and MSNBC, plus key financial outlets including Bloomberg and CNBC. The best part? If you upgrade to TuneIn Premium, you'll unlock commercial-free news, bringing you more than 5 hours of bonus news content every day instead of ads. So keep up with the latest headlines and stay in the know every day with TuneIn.
Big 12 Radio is now streaming on TuneIn. Listen to 24/7 coverage of all things around the Big 12 Conference and beyond. From live games to sports talk and analysis, coach and player interviews, and more.
58-yard attempt for the win. Snap, placement.
Oh, he's got it!
Stay connected to the college sports landscape with Big 12 Radio. Just search for Big 12 Radio or tell your device to listen to Big 12 Radio on TuneIn.
TuneIn is bringing people together through radio. Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover, interested in what's going on around the world.
I'm not
going
to answer hypothetical questions, number one. And I didn't,
or want to catch your team's live play-by-play. It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
Hey, y'all, it's Garth Brooks.
Ever wonder what's on Garth's personal playlist? Welcome to the Garth Channel.
My music, my stories, and all my friends.
Haven't I heard from...
And some songs you might not expect.
R-E-S-P-C-T. That's from the Garth catalog. We got it all.
Thunder
Road. The music. The stories, the Garth Channel. Search the Garth Channel on TuneIn or tell your device to play the Garth Channel.
Sometimes you just need an uplifting song to brighten your day. And that's where TuneIn's curated Mix Light station comes in. Every day, we're playing a mood-boosting selection of today's best adult contemporary tracks from your favorite artists like Adele, Maroon 5, Coldplay, and more. Also, you can soundtrack your day with good vibes only. Check out TuneIn now.
We're back with the post-game show, having some fun up here, celebrating this Ducks win tonight. Just got to say goodbye to Tim Neverett, the one who called this game alongside Emerson Edom tonight. And, Emmer, I mean, just looking at this night, too, one of the other things I wanted to bring up, because I felt like we saw a lot of these moments in this game, the odd man rushes for the Ducks. They had a number of them. Nashville gave up a good amount of odd man chances for the Ducks.
And speaking with head coach Greg Cronin earlier this morning, he talked about that. As this Ducks team, they're more open to those stretch plays, stretch passes, and you can catch teams by surprise, and that's exactly what happened with Nashville here. Nashville just not doing a good enough job keeping their head on a swivel, looking behind them, ensuring that the Ducks don't indeed get behind them. But that's what was happening. So Ducks doing a much better job. And I mentioned in the Honda keys of the game, the proactiveness, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of being reactive, I mentioned it about midway through this hockey game, but they had that jump. And even Tim mentioned it early on. They had some serious jump leading to some quick transitions, great entries, as we've been talking about, as we heard with those first segment goal calls. And, yeah, it's just this Ducks team, they can't change anything.
No. They have to keep this energy going into Seattle next week. A quick road trip, but it's a week with only two hockey games. Not too often you get that. So hopefully Anaheim will be able to get some extra practice days in. It was a crazy week for this team with three home games, Ducks Day at Disney, and now they get tomorrow. I don't know if it's an off day or if it's a practice day, but do you happen to know?
Find out for us. Would okay. you? I
don't
know,
I do so. Don't have the schedule for tomorrow, but maybe they'll get an off day. Wouldn't be, I guess, the worst thing for the team after getting these two wins. But let's get to a few more messages on the text line. What a game for the offensive boys. Elite 3C McTavish and Zegras were just playing with the Nashville defense tonight, playing smart with and without the puck. The boys played hungry and ready to win tonight. What a win after Ducks Anaheim Ducks Day. And what fun that was yesterday. Did you have a great time?
So much fun. We all know Jansen Harkins had a great time. Yes, so did Lukasz Dostal. Of course, we talked about that and him just staying in, taking shots from the fans. And us probably fans, of course, team staff looking on and just ensuring that our standout goaltender stay in the pocket too long.
I have
and
to take tell you tough, about that. Yeah, shots. I know I brought that up during the broadcast, but he looked at me at one point and was like, "He's kind of hurt." I'm like, "Be careful."
Yeah,
Don't hurt yourself. But he was having fun.
But
so.
that's the character that these guys have. They want to do their outreach and connect with fans, and that's exactly what happened yesterday at the Ducks Day at Disney. So great message there. Continuing on this positive vibes and winning more fun.
Cutter Goche talked about how fun he had with the air hockey table playing against fans yesterday. First thing he says, I'm 5-1. I said, don't you feel a little bad beating the fans? He said, well, no. I'm like, that is who you are. You want to win, and we want that on our team. Sorry, fans, but.
Well, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, competitive.
Competitive nature, it doesn't wear off, no matter if it's at the game's highest level here at the National Hockey League or just at a community event. So don't be offended, right? He's just a competitive guy, and I think the fans appreciate that probably even more, right? Because they don't just want a gimme. They want to go toe-to-toe with some of their favorite Ducks players, and I think that makes that experience much more fun for them.
Since we're talking about Ducks Day, we got a message on our Duckstream Twitter, also known as X, from Stevie. How big of a factor was the Disneyland Day in giving our Ducks a refresh after such a stressful first half of the season?
I think that's a great point. Of course, Disneyland, massive. Everyone got to enjoy so many different things, the whole team being there. And, it was a time in which I know the players' families also tagged along. They had their fun, and you know how those – I mean, it's just class, right? Mm-hmm. You have the individual concierge service of these wonderful Disneyland hostess just giving these – players just a phenomenal time, and there's a set schedule. It's no nonsense, right? Once these players are done outreaching and doing their community work and interacting with fans, out they go experiencing rides, and these hosts, they have a timeline, and there's not much room for veering off. You got to get to your next ride, and I know all the players had just a tremendous time.
I'm thinking about what their schedule was like a little bit this week, and I'm pretty sure they only had two practices. The morning skate this morning was very active, though. All the players were there. It was not optional. Everyone was out on the ice working. So, not a whole lot of practice this week, but that's what happens with a busy game week.
And that's what's been highlighted with the head coach Greg Corona, right? He's mentioned that quite a bit, the inability to work on the things that they need to work on with so few practice. We know with this schedule with the Ducks, it's Anaheim Ducks, it's Vancouver Canucks as some of the toughest schedules in the National Hockey League, being on these points within North America, and it just provides for some very tough travel.
Let's see. We can fit in a few. Let's see. Here's a message, a new one we just got. I'm just glad that Mason McTavish had fun. He was smiling during his post-game interview. And if you know McTavish, he's a pretty serious guy a lot of the time. It's good to see him smile.
Yeah. And look, when the Ducks team has been through what they've been through, especially in that last road trip, that was tough. And you get back-to-back wins heading into another road trip. So a lot to smile about for sure.
One last one here. The Ducks showed a lot more effort in this game compared to their last. It really looked like McTavish was having a great time out there and having a blast, too. Love to see McTavish having a good time on the ice. Go Ducks. Everyone is loving McTavish's energy tonight, as they should. But
We've been waiting for this moment, right, for some time. And Mason McTavish had some injuries last season, right? So he didn't play a full year, but I thought, of course, his numbers were great, roughly two-thirds point per game, but now he's back on it this season, right? And this is a time for, Anaheim Ducks contract, right? This is a contract year for Mason McTavish, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have it in front of me, but it's an opportunity for him to, just continue to play better. These are meaningful games, of course, for everyone. The Anaheim Ducks, after back-to-back wins against other hungry teams, this is a team in which they're slowly getting back into that playoff talk and that potential of a playoff berth. So they got to keep fighting. Right now they're playing from behind and they're playing catch-up, so to speak, just having a under 500 record. It's just such a competitive league this season. So many teams playing great hockey and not too much separation in between both teams. So you search that up. I was correct on Mason McTavish's contract here.
Yep, year three of three. So this is a big season for him, and for him to close it out producing like he has really been in the last month is going to be important going into the offseason. And talking about the standings, when you look ahead to that next game, Seattle, the team that is just ahead of the Ducks in the Pacific Division right now by 1 point. So it's close. It's going to be important. And it's going to be a big one for the Ducks on Tuesday.
Every win from here on out, just crucial, right? This Ducks team, it's been a while since the playoff berth. And boy, would that be nice.
It would be nice. Emerson, what's your final quack for tonight?
Winning's more fun.
Oh, that was quick. You gave that one very quickly. I like it.
I got to make my way to Chick-fil-A. Let's wrap this one up. What's your final quack?
I don't know if I can give it that quickly. It was great meeting everyone yesterday, seeing everyone at Ducks Day, and got to chat with a lot of different fans, people that have given a lot of love to DuckStream, to the broadcast, everything. Listen, it's not lost on me, everything that, you know, people share with me on in terms of their kind words and everything. So thank you so much for coming up and saying hello, your kind words. It was such a fun day.
Yeah, when you're winning, when you're having fun at the world's greatest amusement park, right?
Yeah.
Disneyland, it's not even close. It's just a good time. So let's hope that this Ducks team continues to snag these points.
Join us on Tuesday from Seattle, 7 o'clock game, 6:30 pregame show for you. So we're sticking with the same time zone. Nothing changes going into that game on Tuesday. And you can stick around and listen to the replay of this Ducks win tonight over the Nashville Predators. Tim Neverett and Emerson Edom on the call for that after the commercial break. Otherwise, for Emerson Edom, I'm Alexis Downey. Thank you for sticking with us for the post-game show. Your final score at Honda Center, 5-2. The Anaheim Ducks, two wins in a row now to close out this week. Make sure to join us on Tuesday, 6:30. And thank you once again for tuning in for the post-game show on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
They call jazz America's greatest art form, but it's not always the easiest sound on the ears. For when you want to kick back and relax, Smooth Jazz on TuneIn is your personal club for lounging out to jazz's soft, tender underbelly. Search Smooth Jazz to listen only on TuneIn.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go-Go.
Yes. So you keep saying you got something for me. Search Country a Go-Go or ask your device to play Country a Go-Go on TuneIn.
Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love. Whether you're a music lover,
this ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em,
interested in what's going on around the world,
we are seeking consular assistance that has not yet been granted,
or want to catch up on your team's live play-by-plays.
Shea wants the step back three and got the step back three.
It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
The music you love is the key to a great day, and the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade to TuneIn Premium for a low monthly price, you'll keep the good tunes and the good vibes going without any ads. So if you're looking for your next party soundtrack, look no further than TuneIn.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. Live news from CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and more.
Israel soldiers have fought back. With
live sports play-by-play from the NFL, NHL, college football, and basketball.
It's over. Time to say it again.
Non-stop exclusive music stations for every mood and activity, like today's hits, country roads, and more. And radio stations from around the world, from anywhere you are in the world. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
No. Oh, my. Wait. Oh, my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. Com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Four nations face off for the world to see. This February, international best-on-best hockey is back as NHL stars compete for their country to see which hockey nation will reign.
Star power in abundance.
Canada, Finland, Sweden, USA. Teammates turned rivals and rivals turned teammates. For country, for glory, four nations.
We are set for puck drop.
The Four Nations Face-Off begins February 12th on ABC, ESPN, and TNT.
Hey Ducks fans, join the Wild Wings Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health. Get exclusive access to member-only parties, an awesome kit packed with giveaways, prizes, and more. It's the coolest club in Orange Country. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/kidsclub for more information.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for our replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network for the Anaheim Ducks.